Not.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another Media Monday. I'm Sharon Hill, and this is Media Monday on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who have questions, burning questions, or a desire to call in to receive a spot reading after the topic, the number is 818-739-8818. I'll just give that to you now so you can call in and get in line, so we can receive your call and get a reading to you or answer your question. So for those of you who have listened before and tuned into my show, I want to thank you. And also, you are aware that we start with a topic or a question very first thing in the show, and then we move on to do mini readings, spot readings, I call them, or answer your questions. And today we're going to talk about, the topic was brought to me by a friend. It's an excellent topic on mediumship, and that is ethics, the ethics of mediumship. Every street corner nowadays, you can get a medium, go online. They're everywhere. Back in the day, Lilydale was known for mediumship and one of the very few places you could receive a mediumistic reading. They were not that common, and people sought that out. They came from all over just for that. And now, as things have evolved with the light returning and more people on a spiritual path and understanding their spiritual gifts and developing themselves spiritually, we have more and more mediums available to the public. I want to say, however, still percentage-wise, in terms of occupation or vocation, it's still a low percent of the population. I do believe, and you know, we can argue this point, but I do believe that mediums are, or the best mediums, are wired just a little bit different. And what I mean by that, you know, everyone can learn to play the piano. And some people will really be concert pianists and others won't. Quite a bit, it's about how much you practice. And that's where development comes in. And your intention to do the work. The other piece I'd like to say, and Mavis Patilla, if you don't know who she is, you can look her up. She says this, and that the spirit world, we come highly recommended in the spirit world by the spirit people, meaning if we serve spirit well, spirit brings more people to us to bring our messages through. And I do believe there's truth to that. And it comes with intention. Who are you serving? Are you serving yourself or are you serving spirit? Is your intention sacred? Are you with a purpose of healing? Are you there trying to offer help to humanity and help to the spirit world? We truly bridge that gap and we serve both worlds. We serve the spirit world and we also serve humanity. And if you've studied spiritualism, I am a spiritualist minister and medium, and I highly recommend that you look into that and understand the principles. It explains quite a bit. And what it explains is our purpose, our intent, and the sacredness of the gift and using the gift. You know, when I was going through school originally, and even before that, it was a minister in a church that I attended and served, not at Lilydale, it was in another location. And the minister used to say, you know, you see these people with their signs, readings, $5. And you go in, and for $2,000, that will remove the curse. So we're talking about ethics. What is your intention? Are you just trying to get people to serve yourself, or are you trying with intention to serve the spirit world, to bridge the gap, and bring healing between worlds so that the vibration of all beings can raise higher. This truly, I believe, it's my purpose. I believe that mediumship is healing and we serve in that capacity. I do believe it's the highest form of healing. And what I mean by that isn't that it's the best modality or it's head and shoulders above anything else. No, no. We don't compare like that. All healing has value. What I mean is when this is what's needed, there's nothing else anywhere that can touch it. This is the only healing modality that can bridge that gap. And I do believe we have a sacred responsibility. So this is why we do our own healing work, so we can be clear in receiving the messages, and that's ethical, so that we can bring forth the best information. We can bring it through clearly and concisely. We can honestly say what we know and what we don't know. You know, a lot of people will come for readings and they want to know, and they want to know about their life. And certainly, you know, I've seen very few destined things. I'm just going to say, I don't know if I believe in destiny. I do believe in free will, and I do believe that both play a part. But I've seen in readings very few instances of things that were destined. I have seen things that were fairly certain. What we're really talking about is probability. And so we have to communicate that in a way that makes sense. You know, we can't overstep, we can't oversay. And I would like to say, and I need to say, it would be good for me to say, and I do this in my readings before I begin, to tell people, please understand, I'm not an expert of any kind. I'm simply relaying information as I'm receiving it from the spirit world and communicating what they're giving me. And so there are actually two pieces to ethics. And the one piece we've been talking about is why are you a medium? Why do you want to be a medium? Do you want to be a medium because it's a fashionable occupation right now? Is it an advocation? Are you filling in? Are you doing it because you have a sincere desire to help and serve? Are you doing it because, you know, why are you doing it? And it's important to know that, because that's the vibration that you're going to resonate out as you're broadcasting out to the spirit world in order to receive. Are you willing to receive the spirit people for the highest and best? No, the other piece of ethics is we are responsible for what comes out of our mouth. So, yes, I'm communicating information from the spirit world. And I'm also being clear to say, you know, I may say medical things. I'm not a medical professional of any kind. I'm simply relaying information. I'm not a mortgage broker. I'm not a finance person. Anything that sounds like advice, people have to understand that it is not advice coming from me. And so that's a fine line. And people are vulnerable when they're in the spiritual realm. We ask them to open up and trust along with us, opening up and trust. And that is a sacred task. We have to be responsible with it. It's the soul of the individual there coming for the healing, coming for the information, and to be ever so mindful to not in any way misuse the powers or the information that comes. And so we do have that responsibility. And even though the information is coming, I can say it verbatim. If people are channeling, they'll just channel it directly. But the truth is, you know, we're usually channeling our higher self, connected to higher beings. And in my experience, this is what it is and what it looks like to me. Not that there aren't higher beings, but also, and the higher beings don't really, we don't go into the fear mode and all the tragedy. So it doesn't mean that we won't maybe become aware of things that give reason for caution, but how we communicate them. In my training and in my school, you know, at the Fellowships of the Spirit, the School of Spiritual Healing and Prophecy, you know, we were told in our training, you do not prophesy death. And this is very interesting. People want to know, you know, it's a question on people's minds. You know, how long does someone have? They're making plans and they would really like to know. But the truth is, you know, we all have free will and nothing is written in stone. Things are not absolute. And in my experience as a medium in reading, it's interesting because the spirit of the individual seems to have, in many cases, and I'm not saying all, I don't believe in these absolutes. And certainly I'm not an expert who's going to give you an absolute. But in my experience, I've seen numerous times where the spirit actually negotiates that with other people in the spirit world. And that fascinates me. You know, that there would be some free will in that decision in terms of the timing or whatever. And so I'm just putting that out there as my own personal experience. And one of those things that really grabs my attention and go, wow, that's interesting. So, but we can't really prophesy death. If free will, we have free will, and if anything changes in any moment, then all the people involved in that scenario, one person's choice affects the entire scenario. So we need to be mindful of this and be responsible with what comes out of our mind and our mouth, what we allow in, what we allow out. And so we are, you know, responsible at that level. So there are two parts to the ethics, why we do it and doing it responsibly with right intention and with right motive and with right communication, as we learn. And then the energy staying with ourselves and not influencing the other person in the sacred field. We're not manipulating in any way. So there's that piece, our own personal responsibility, then managing our energy, what comes out of our mouth. And this is why training and development is so important. The more that we understand and the more that we can discern between the vibrations, the more that we're clear in our own receiving, the more we can practice with integrity. And that's really what it's about. So if you find a medium on every corner or you look them up online, please check them out. You know, I know that the reason I am a Lilydale medium is because it was so important to me personally to, one, go through school and become a minister. This is a sacred task. And two, to practice in a sacred way. And Lilydale holds that sacred space for the practice of mediumship. It is part of our religion. And so the field there holds that space, and then we can practice within it. It was important to me to be in that sacred space and do it with spiritual intent. So many people say they're psychic mediums, and that's the reference because all mediums are psychic. It's rather redundant, but the world does not understand these things for the majority. We don't have good context. We don't have good understanding. It hasn't been mainstream in a way that we have a good, well-developed language around it unless you're in the field studying. And so people tend to give words that most people understand, although the truth is, in Lilydale, we're spiritual mediums. We come from a spiritual place. It is a spiritual practice, and it's our intention to bring healing, not just to the individual, but to the family and the world at large, one individual or one family at a time. So please, when you're practicing mediumship, you're studying, you're developing, if you're listening to the show, you have to be interested, then please reflect on it in your own meditation, reflect on it in your own contemplation, and ask yourself these questions. Why am I developing? Am I developing so I can be good enough so I have an occupation? Is my primary purpose to serve the spirit world and humanity? Is my primary purpose to bring healing to the world, one individual, one family at a time? That's my purpose. And I'd like to thank you for listening to today's topic on ethics. If you have a comment or a question, please look me up online. Easy to do. It is RevSharonHill.com, and there's a comment section. You can send me a comment, ask me a question anytime. That's RevSharonHill.com. And for more information on spiritual topics, please tune in to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. You can access Lilydale and all of their offerings at lilydaleassembly.org. And there are numerous offerings coming up. I know they have a winter programming, and most of it is still on Zoom due to COVID. So you can be safe and comfortable in your own home and still get all of the learning and all of the development that you'd like. So please tune in to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio and listen to the shows. That's one way to develop. You can check out the offerings at lilydaleassembly.org, or you can access me and send me a comment, ask me a question, RevSharonHill.com. Thanks for listening, and happy reflection. I wish you a happy day and a purposeful day. And we will move on now to take some callers. We have people waiting. I want to thank everyone who is calling in. Our first caller, your telephone number ends in 0622. 0622. 0622. Caller, hello. We have a caller. Your phone number ends in 0622.
I'm here. I couldn't unmute myself. I'm sorry.
Okay. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Stacy?
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi. Well, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. And did you have a question, or were you wanting a spot reading?
Just whatever you come, whatever spirit leads you to tell me. Thank you.
Okay. As I tune in with your energy, I'm aware that recently you've been thinking a lot. You've been thinking a lot, is how spirit shows you. And you've been thinking a lot about who you'd like to see, what you'd like to do. And I don't see you getting out and about much. Probably because of the COVID situation right now. And I do see that you're someone who likes to be out and about quite a bit. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you haven't been able to do that. And so not in the way that's meaningful to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also seeing a dog, and it's out in the field here in front of you. And that tells me that you're either looking for a dog, or you're looking after a dog, or you're looking for a dog for someone else. Does that make sense to you?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Remember that I said that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no timeline in spirit. So just remember we said that. And I do see a little mix of a dog, and it looks like it's a mixed breed. Okay, and it looks like it's just on the edge of the field there. So I'm going to leave that with you and you can think about it as the need arises. I don't see a lot of change for you right now. I see that you're contemplating the changes you'd like to make. And so that's just where you are right now. I don't see things really moving forward much in a direction for you until the month of February is what they're showing me. And I do feel a lady here in spirit comes in on mom's side of the family, and it feels like she had a very heavy heart before she passed. I do feel she probably did pass of a heart condition or heaviness on her heart or congestion. I do feel a lot of fluid and some fleshiness there. And I do feel that there's still a lot of sadness around this passing. Does that make sense to you, please?
Yes.
Okay. She's coming through with so much love, and she's lighting a candle on a cake. So I know that there's a birthday in the month of December or a significant event. We will be lighting a candle and having a cake. Does that make sense as well?
Yes, it does.
So birthday wishes, if that's appropriate. I'm getting chills everywhere and much love. And she's saying, don't think about her too much in terms of loss, but in terms of having a new friend in the spirit world, all right? She's also talking about an aunt, and I do believe an aunt that's significant. There's one in spirit and one still living, so you understand that. And she's saying to stay in touch and celebrate the good times and the good memories. Will you do that?
Yes.
Thanks for calling in, and thank you again for
thank
listening
you.
To Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio.
Thank
our
you.
Next caller. Our next caller is ending in. Oh, our next caller, a number ending in 8947.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I really enjoyed your show and listening to all your comments. I hope one day that I will also get the gift of mediumship. I'm working on it. But I'm calling in for a reading, and I'm wondering if there's someone in spirit that could give me some insight into my daughter's situation. She is interested in a boy, and I'm just wondering if they will comment whether anything will go there, will happen.
Now, who am I talking with, please?
Oh, sure. My name is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi.
Boy, you bring up another ethical topic. You know, so many people want readings and they want to know about other people. And the ethics of that is I cannot give you someone else's reading.
Understood. I know. Some people do and some people don't. Because
right.
I understand.
So, you know, but today's topic is on ethics. So I am going to tune in. And as it relates to you, I certainly can share if there's something that Spirit does have to share or someone who does have information to relate to you. Now, please understand.
That'd be great.
Their
of
reading.
Course, I understand. I know. She's my kid,
okay.
So I figured
yeah, yeah.
by de facto,
okay,
but
yeah.
I understand. No worries.
She's living on her own now, please.
Yeah, she is.
Okay. I see her in a bright place. It will be a warm place or a lot of sunshine, a lot of light around her. And I see she is so young. And I see she's living on her own right now. She has an intention. She's still going to school and working, please?
No, she's finished with school.
Finished with school? I can see more. What they're showing me is her thinking about really her career, where she's doing. And I feel that there's going to be a lot of changes for her. And that's about all I'm going to say. Very general, not give you too many details. But she's not done yet. I'll let you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And you are, God bless you for staying out of her business. It's difficult.
Yes,
and,
it is.
You know, part
yeah,
of her
no,
moving,
but I've learned.
Moving on her own is to get that boundary, okay? And as a mom, boy, it's hard to trust God for others, isn't it? You really have to trust that her soul has its own path. And so for you, you're just so curious. You want to know what's going on in her life. And now that she's living on her
own. Not for everything. This is a particular thing because I know she's my daughter and she's interested in this guy. But other than that, her day-to-day business is her own, you know. You can't try. I don't care to.
I know, but the communication like it was isn't there as much as it was. And so it's still good, but
right.
I'm not seeing any trouble. You're very good and you're very patient. God bless you. You're patient.
Thank you. Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
Hard with your mom. Yeah. To keep your nose in your own house and not theirs. Right. So
that's right. That's right.
You have that integrity and you have that intention to let her grow up and find her best self. I can tell you that she's thinking about career. That's what I can tell you. You're asking.
Mm-hmm.
And she's thinking about career. That's what I'll tell you. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't see her coming. Would this be coming up for the holidays? I see her going somewhere else. Are you not seeing her this holiday season, please?
We already met for Thanksgiving. I'm not sure. I think for New Year, she probably has her own plans with friends.
Yeah. I'm seeing her visiting elsewhere, so I can tell you that, too. But it's mm-hmm. all good. There's no worries mm-hmm. here. All right?
Right. yeah.
And you? I'm seeing Spirit showing your pocketbooks out still a little much. You still help her out at times.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Because they're showing me your pocketbooks out, and there's money coming out of the wallet here.
Yeah, that's we are helping. Yeah, that's probably why she's thinking about career, because she is trying to figure out a way to make more money.
Mm-hmm. Right. So know that she is your daughter, and she has integrity too, and you can trust that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I wish you a happy holiday season, and I feel happy in your home situation. So just relax into that and enjoy it.
Oh, that's another situation. Yes, I have so many things going on which are need closure. We'll see.
Well, I wish you the very best.
Thank you.
A spot reading. I can't really go into detail there. So.
I understand. Well, I wish you a wonderful holiday season. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in. All right. Our next caller, telephone number ending in 6820, 6820. Who am I speaking with?
Hello. Hi, this is Kay. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Hi, Kay. And were you wanting a reading or a question?
I have a question regarding career opportunities. I applied for a position not too long ago, and I'm just wondering what Spirit says about the next phase of career for me.
Okay, Spirit's saying hold tight, so I don't see anything happening yet. I have a lady here coming in Spirit side now, coming in from Dad's side of the family. Feels very grandmotherly to me. Would you know your grandma on Dad's side of the family, please?
No, she died before I was born.
Okay. She does look somewhat young, Spirit side, so I'll let you know that. I do feel she passed somewhat young. And I want to say that sometimes you've been talking to Spirit quite a bit in the way that you're asking your questions, and you're wanting answers they don't seem to be coming. And so you're like, when am I going to get my answers? When am I going to hear Spirit myself? Why won't they answer me? And, you know, sometimes the information is there, but maybe out of context, meaning grandmother you didn't know, and yet you know of mm-hmm. her. Sometimes who's there in the spirit world isn't who we're expecting. So we may be asking the wrong people the wrong things. But just remain open and pay attention to the feelings that come, and those will guide you better. And if you're paying attention to the feelings that come, you won't get stuck in the mental state. So you'll be much more receptive to receiving all the information, not just the ones you're asking. All right?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
I think so, yes. And I did not know her, so I never kind of opened myself welcoming her in because I didn't even know her. I know nothing of her. Well, I mean, I've heard the stories about her.
Welcoming the ancestors there, and I'm sure you'll get a lot more information, if not just a warm feeling in your belly. I do feel a nice meal for you coming up in the holidays. Food is important. Food is love in your family, right? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I do see some nice cooking there.
I love to cook.
Yeah, I see that. I'm salivating. Showing it to me is smelling it very delicious. So I do feel good for you for the holidays. Don't be concerned too much about what happens with the job. I do see things shifting. It's universal energy. It's nothing personal to you. And I don't know what things will look like after that. So, you know, you're going to be waiting a couple months here before things develop, all right? And certainly you will get more guidance and more information. And I remember to be open to it. All right.
Okay.
And
all right. Thank you.
Remember to say thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate that.
Time, say thank you to the spirit world.
Okay.
All right. Acknowledge them.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate this.
You're welcome. My pleasure and privilege.
Oh,
all right.
To you.
Thank you, and to you. All right, for our next caller, we have the number ending in 8860, 8860, 8860.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Amla.
Is what?
It's Amla. It's a unique name. It's Amla.
Amla. Hi, Amla.
Yes. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Were you wanting a spot reading?
Yeah, I actually was wondering if you see me in a relationship. It's been a while, and been working a lot on myself spiritually, cleaning out the house, so to speak. And so I was wondering what you feel for that.
Yeah. You know, we all have free will.
Yep.
And you've done a lot of work is what they're showing me. I'm going to tell you, I have a lady here, spirit side. She feels quite motherly to me, but she may be grandmother or aunt, or we got all three. You understand someone who wore a lot of lipstick?
Yeah, I know who she is. She's awesome. She's my guardian.
And, I don't think she had trouble with relationships or speaking her mind. You've done a lot of work on yourself, and you've gone really to great lengths to raise your vibration. And it's more the case here that, you know, sometimes we have to kiss frogs to get a prince. So if you don't let the frogs in, you're not getting the prince. So you're at the other end of the spectrum now, where you've done so much work that you screen out quite a few opportunities because of it.
Okay.
So just live your life, be yourself, relax, and don't try and think, is this, is that. No, it'll come when you least expect it and when you're not trying. In fact, give up altogether, and it'll land in your lap when you least expect it in a way that you couldn't predict or expect, all right? So right now, just relax all the restrictions that you have on who you don't want. And if you're focused on what you don't want, that's what the universe magnifies and will bring you more of what you don't want.
Right. So do you feel or sense when this might be happening, just kind of anything, is like as far as a month is concerned?
I feel the energy of the summer, and we're not in the summer.
Okay.
So I'll let you know that too. All right.
Wow.
Okay.
Is there any other messages from her? Like what to come? Any other messages from me?
She's closing a pocketbook. You know those pocketbooks the ladies carried with they had the, you know, that you clipped them, the clasp on top?
Yes.
She's closing hers. So it seems to be, you know, she's holding tight her resources. So that will be the message for you right now. You know, kind of like close your pocketbook. You don't want to be too extravagant right now. And there isn't really anything you need. So that's what she's recommending. And I do see that you're thinking about in the spring, possibly moving or making an addition to where you live in some way. So just, you know, manage your resources, you know, keep them close to the vest right now. And then things start to open up in the spring and the summer will be great. All right?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bless you.
God
bless.
Thank
you for calling in. All right. For our next caller, we have the telephone number ending in
6072. Oh, hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Yeah. Hi. Hi, thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to get.
Well, you're in. And are you calling for a spot reading?
Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah. I'm tuning into your energy. As I tune into your energy, there's an awful lot that you're holding out at bay. So would you understand, please, family members, and it could even be in-laws or ex-in-laws, we're holding people at bay here, and you really set yourself aside and not allowed certain influences to come in anymore. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
And it's kind of isolated you in many respects, and you're feeling that still right now as you're looking to get, and they're saying the way you're looking to get away from it or out from under it, okay? And so you're trying to navigate your way out is how they're showing it, like slipping out in the dark in the middle of the night. Literally, you don't know where you're going is the problem. And that's your biggest question right now. You don't know where to go in your life. Make sense?
You're very good. I kind of have a vague idea where I'm going to go.
Uh-huh.
And I am working on leaving in a 20-year relationship and residence, and I'm putting my ducks in order. I'm trying to sell, my properties and get out, so I can get cash and just start over somewhere else.
I can tell you don't know where you're going yet, not literally. I do see a direction for you headed south, but I don't know literally. You don't know where you're going yet, literally. You think you do, but just remain open, okay? And it may be a temporary stop. I'll let you know that, too. Things look good for you coming up ahead. So what you're doing seems to be good for you, feel good. And, again, I'm not giving any advice. I'm just saying as they're showing it to me. Now, would you understand, I have a gentleman coming in on Dad's side of the family and I have a lady coming in on Mom's side of the family. And those two, when they were living, seemed to be separate. Okay? Do you understand that?
Oh, the one on my dad's side of the family and then the one on my mother's side?
Yeah. Were your mom and dad
separated?
No.
No, they weren't separated. But relatives, on my dad's side and my mom's side, they didn't really...
get along.
Well, they didn't really know each other or have any reason. I think they felt there was no reason to visit one another or anything like that.
Yeah, I just feel this huge distance between them. Like they're literally calling it a separation. Families were very separate. What Spirit's showing me and you in your experience, they're showing me that you still kind of look at things through that filter as separate. Okay, I can't go into too much detail because we are on the radio. What I can say is you might want to think about that and look at things a little more whole way. Okay, all the people and all the players. Okay, and what we want to do is keep the best and leave the rest. And so that is your sorting out task too, not just with your things and your life, but in all the people and all the family relations that you have. Take the best and leave the rest, all right? That's what they're showing.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Can't go into more detail. We're public here. We're on the radio.
Okay.
All right? And it doesn't mean there's anything bad. I'll tell you that right now. That's not what it means. Okay. Yeah, no worries.
It doesn't look bad.
No worries.
Okay.
No worries.
Thank
you. We don't do that. If you listen to the beginning of the show, we don't do that. Yeah. All right?
I'm sorry. Listen to what?
If you listen to the beginning of the show, we don't give the negative messaging or fear. There's nothing wrong. All right? That is not.
Oh.
Yeah, some things are just private. Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
So I wish you the best. I do see some warmer weather in your future. I'll leave it at that. And thank you for calling in, listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
For our next caller, the phone number ending in...
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
Sherelle.
Who?
Sherelle.
Sherelle?
Yes, Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle. Like Cheryl, only Sherelle. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And you wanted a spot reading?
You said what now?
Did you want a spot reading?
Yes.
What I can tell you, wow, there are some people in and around you who really can have a good time. They can party with the best of them, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm seeing that. Are you planning a holiday get together, even though we have COVID here?
No.
Okay. Is that what you usually do? I'm seeing a bit warmer weather here. You live in a warm climate, please?
No, I live in Detroit, Michigan. We're in our winter months now.
You live in Detroit, and so it's winter now. They're showing me a summer scene, and they're showing, so this may be your family of origin. I don't know. I'm trying to place what they're showing
me. My mom and sister, they live in Arizona, and that's where it's hot and everything else.
Okay. Do you like to visit, and does family come? You have some pretty good outside times there, little partying, little fun?
Well, I only visit twice. I haven't been down there in a year.
Okay. But they're showing this. But, I, to me, it doesn't feel like Arizona. Would you understand someone living in the South growing up, please?
The South? No, not that I can remember.
Not that you remember. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to say, would you understand in-laws, please? You were married? You either are or were married, please?
Me, myself?
Yes.
No, I'm not married. I'm 27. I'm not married. That was,
you're 27. You're not married. Okay. Are you? Because it feels like there's a connection that would be like in-laws. So if you're seeing someone in and around their family, and I feel like it's summertime, and I have a South connection with someone. Okay. And I feel that you enjoy good times and people. You are a people person. And you're not wild and inappropriate in any way, but you love to show up for family gathering. You love to have a good time. And I feel that you're missing a lot of that. And you're not having it in the holiday season. And you really are a summertime girl. You like the better weather.
I don't know. I'd rather be cold than hot. I like the, I guess the summer just to dress up, just to look cute. But I like the cold. I don't like being too hot. I don't like my heat.
No, they're not really talking about temperature. They're talking about whether you can be outside. That's what they're talking about. You love to be outside more than you love to be inside. You like to be outside and you like to be with people. That's how they're showing you. And I do feel you have quite a few relatives, spirit side. I've got a whole crew. They're lined up like they're a choir. And it looks like we're going to take a family photo. I do believe you have some people who literally sang in a church choir. Does that make sense to you, please?
Yes.
Okay. You've got a whole repertoire here. I'm going to say they're all behind me getting ready to sing. And it's great. I love it. They bring so much energy. They've got so much life, so much soul there. I love it. And they're saying, right, you're looking for the next connection is what they're saying. Okay? So you're all about looking for that
connection of what?
Soulmate, that one connection that you're looking for. You're looking for something to complete you, when the truth is you're complete. They knew that when they sang those songs in the church. All right. And then they're reminding you of your spirit and to stay connected to that, and everything else will follow. I think they told you that when they were living, many of them. And that was their philosophy. And, you know, they dealt with adversity as it came, and they didn't let it get them down. All right. So this is the message we're bringing to you. And you can sing Jingle Bells all the way. You can sing Jingle Bells all the way to the altar, but they want you to sing. So make sure that you
sing. How do they connect with me?
You've literally had experiences where they've moved things in your house on you or your apartment. You think you've misplaced keys, but they actually have moved them. You've misplaced a number of things, but they're moving them.
I think you're right about that. I have came across, like, that was kind of bummed. I was like, what, did I haven't put this or...
Yes.
I think I do have that kind of experience.
There's a younger gentleman in spirit. He passed somewhat young. He had quite a personality, quite the jokester and quite the personality coming through. Good looking. He's thin. I feel that he passed from condition where literally he was sick, but he may have contributed to that. Okay. And he passed young. And he's messing with you, and he's letting you know that there's plenty of life still left, all right, and that sometimes you just get in your own way, and he moves things to remind you that it's not all that serious, all right.
Okay, yeah, I think that I do have those kind of experiences,
and
so
then
that's one way.
He's saying put those heels away. You know, sometimes you wear heels when it's not the most appropriate thing for the occasion. And he says quit buying shoes.
Really? Okay.
You like shoes, do you?
I do, but I don't buy them. I don't really care for shoes, so I don't have too many pairs of shoes, actually.
I don't even know
when the last time I even bought a pair of shoes.
In that case, he may be giving you that message because he's showing me you wearing wrong shoes for the occasion. So he may be telling you.
Yeah, for work.
Yeah, get some shoes.
Yeah, for work, my feet.
Yeah.
Yes, my feet bothers me a lot. I complain about my feet because I work two jobs.
Yeah.
Feet bothers me a lot.
And get good shoes. This is what he will be communicating then.
All right.
We
agree.
Buy yourself a Christmas present this year. Get yourself some good shoes.
Thank you. You were so helpful. Thank you.
He's giving you a peace sign, letting you know that you're not alone. And I would expect to have misplaced car keys just a little down the counter, not completely gone. All right. So pay good attention.
Because I think I just had that experience the other day by my car keys. Right. I think I just had that experience the other day. But thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening and calling in.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
For our next caller, we have, I've lost track here. Is this, we have caller 0424? Caller 0424, ending in 0424.
We just spoke.
That's you. Okay, thank you. I lost track of the line. Thank you. All right. For our next caller, we have number ending in 4412.
Hello?
4412.
Yes. Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Valerie.
Valerie. Hi, Valerie. Are you calling in for a spot reading?
I have a question. Do you see a relationship coming in 2021?
Coming to you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What they're highlighting for you, actually, you ask about 2021. And remember, I'm giving this, and you know, we're practicing ethics here. But this is things are right now. They're highlighting a younger person in your life. It feels like you have grown children, please.
Yes, I do.
Okay, they're highlighting one gentleman in particular, and they will be talking about the generation of the grown children here as being the highlight. So you're asking about relationships, and that's who they're showing me. Now you're asking, is there a relationship coming for you? Again, we all have free will. And
right.
If they, you know, some of them can just, you know, just walk on by, as the song goes, just walk on by. You don't have any desire to entertain trouble these days, and you really haven't in the past either. You're pretty good in that regard, you know, very
right.
clear
mm-hmm.
about what you like. So, you know, just I would recommend you're reading Florence Scovel Shinn. She says one of the things that she says when she's manifesting is that which I am seeking is also seeking me. That will align your vibration with the vibration in the universe to come to you. Okay, so the match above and beyond your everyday interactions. Okay, so you're going to send it out on a wider call, send it out through the universe, and that which you are seeking is also. That which I am seeking is also seeking me. Okay, so you're pretty clear on your intention and just go with that and then be open. But I am seeing that the first order of business, and that'd be 2021, is that very nice looking boy who's not a boy anymore is being highlighted. So I'll just let you know that. All right?
Highlighted in a negative way or something?
In a positive way. In a positive way.
Oh, positive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you seeing the relationship then coming in? You're not seeing it.
I'm not literally seeing it. At this point, I'm seeing you manifesting, but I'm not seeing relationship. And that doesn't mean, you know, that's as things are right now. So remember that. Okay.
Right. Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay.
And that would be at
okay.
least the beginning of 2021. Okay. But
okay.
I can tell you this, by 2025, I'm seeing something there. So I'm not at all worried, not concerned. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. For our next caller, we have telephone number ending in 9845. 9845. Hello. Okay, we'll move on to the next caller. Telephone number ending in 2112.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
I'm here. Hi, this is Holly.
Hi, Holly. Are you wanting a spot reading or?
Spot reading's good, thank you.
Spot reading's good.
Yes.
You've, in the last 3 years, approximately in the last 3 to 5 years, it looks to me like you've moved. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you've moved to warmer weather. And
yes, ma'am.
Water close by.
Yes.
And I'm seeing that you get the best of both worlds. You know, I'm originally from Ohio, and I recognize, you know, like there's a lot of green foliage, and it reminds you of the place you came from, as well as having warmer weather. And I do feel, now they're showing me buildings here. I feel like apartment buildings or trailer connections, some type of housing or rental property. Does that make sense to you in any way?
Yes.
Okay, and I see that you're looking to acquire more trailer property. Does that make sense to you in any way?
Yes, it's been in discussion.
Okay, so that's what they're talking about and showing me. I have a lady here, spirit sign. I want to say there's something with my shoulder, upper chest. I don't know if it's heart or breast, but it's in that region, okay, and also her throat. So she's got a condition here, and this will be significant. I do feel this lady's still living. Is that correct?
No, not that I'm aware of, no.
Are you aware on mom's side of the family? Can you place this with a lady on mom's side of the family, please? She also had white
hair.
I'm
not.
White hair, curled?
Okay, possibly, yes.
Okay. And I want to say, you know, she was a good finger wagger. She'd tell you what to do. She would wag her finger not to tell you what not to do, but what to tell you what to do. She really made her point when she wanted to. And you're a lot like this, too. I'm telling you what to do, right? I'm telling you what to do. And so it seems to be the message. You've had a lot of good insight and a lot of impulses. In spirit is inspiring you along these lines, and you're still hesitant. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Or you can't get a gentleman to get on board with you. Does that make more sense?
That's even better, yes.
Literally, right. So, and they're showing me the situation here, and I have a gentleman here. He comes in, he feels like dad. He has a beautiful smile. Your dad in spirit, please?
No, he's not.
Is that his dad? Beautiful smile.
Could possibly be, yes.
He's a little bit
yes.
tall compared to the family, a little on the thinner side. A beautiful smile he had. Do you understand
yes.
that? He's, and he
yes.
really was a good mind, good thinker. And he also liked having a vision, you know, liked having a plan,
uh-huh.
having a vision. But, you know, he kept his place. And it paid off is what he's saying. And the same is true for you. He's laughing at the gentleman who's not getting on board with you because you've been right all along so far. And when I say right, I mean that things that you have thought and moved forward have turned out quite well. Okay. So I would assume that you would too. And remember, I'm not giving advice. I'm relaying information. So,
mm-hmm.
It looks like all hands on deck. I know we had someone who was in the Navy, spirit side. Back look through your people or your husband's people. All right, we have them coming
okay.
through. So things look good. Did you have a specific question?
Well, I was just wondering if my grandmother was around. She passed about a year and a half ago, and I haven't heard or sensed her anywhere near.
And mom's side?
No, my father's side.
On your father's side?
Yes, ma'am.
I do have a lady here, mom's side of the family. I don't have a lady here on dad's side of the family, but as you ask, I can hardly catch my breath. Would you understand her passing from a breathing condition?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm feeling her. I'm not seeing her. And her, she's not coming through in a very strong way. But she is acknowledging your asking about her. All right. Because I am able to feel her. So.
Okay.
I know that she's still in a place of healing, that I can tell you. All right. Although she's quite fine. All right. And
okay, perfect.
And don't trouble your mind on it. Is what I'm hearing. All right. Don't trouble yourself.
Okay.
All right. He's also bringing in a cake, and it looks like a wedding cake. This are you coming up on an anniversary, please?
Yeah, actually, in a couple months.
Okay. Happy anniversary. She's wishing you. she really was. Tried and true and good with her marriage relationship. So she's just giving you a lot of love here and showing me the cake and sending a lot of love to you and your mom. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for calling in, listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. I do believe that we are out of time. So again, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I'm Sharon Hill. This is Media Monday. Tune in every Monday at noon. And call in with your questions. You can contact me at RevSharonHill.com. And if you'd like to find out about more offerings in Lilydale, check out LilydaleAssembly.org. Thank you again for listening, and God bless you.